This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the 200th anniversary celebrations of Sri Swami Narayan Mandir in Vartal, Gujarat through video conferencing today. He will also address the gathering on the occasion. Sri Swami Narayan Mandir in Vartal has been influencing the social and spiritual life of people for many decades. In Jharkhand, campaigning for the first phase of the assembly elections will end this evening. Polling in this phase will be held on Wednesday in 43 constituencies. Star campaigners of both the NDA and the INDIA bloc are making last-ditch efforts to woo the voters in favour of their party candidates. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is scheduled to address BJP party workers of Jharkhand this afternoon in Mera Booth Sabse Majboot program through video conferencing. Senior BJP leader Amit Shah will hold rally in support of former Chief Minister Champai Soren at football ground in Adityapur under Sarai Kela constituency. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge will hold two election rallies at Panki and Chatarpur assembly constituencies. Senior JMM leader and Chief Minister Hemant Soren will address election meetings at four places of Husainabad, Sarai Kela, Ichagar and Sili assembly constituencies. Justice Sanjeev Khanna took oath as the 51st Chief Justice of India today. President Draupadi Murmu administered the oath of office to him at a special ceremony at Rashtrapati Bhavan this morning. Justice Khanna, who was appointed as an additional judge of the Delhi High Court in 2005 and became a permanent judge in 2006, was elevated to the Supreme Court in January 2019. He succeeds Justice D.Y. Chandrachud, who demitted office yesterday. In West Bengal, the trial in the ghastly rape and murder of a junior woman doctor at Kolkata-based R.G. Kaur Medical College and Hospital will start at a special court from today. The trial will be conducted on a fast-track and daily basis. It will start 94 days after the body of the junior doctor was discovered within the R.G. Kaur premises on the morning of August 9. The Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, had filed its first charge sheet in the matter 35 days before the beginning of the trial process. In the first charge sheet, Sanjay Roy was identified as the sole prime accused in the rape and murder crime. The 29th annual UN Climate Change Conference, COP29, will kick off at Baku in Azerbaijan today. Dubbed as Finance COP, the two-week-long event will focus heavily on securing a new climate finance target for countries most vulnerable to climate impacts. The COP29 will bring together negotiators from nearly 200 countries, including India, to advance the Paris Agreement's goals of limiting global temperature rise, strengthening climate resilience, and mobilizing support for developing nations. For India and the Global South, access to finance, technology and energy resources remains critical to meeting climate targets and protecting communities on the front lines of climate change. India has so far played a key role in shaping global climate finance frameworks to address the urgent funding needed for both mitigation and adaptation efforts. Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid homage to the first Education Minister of Independent India, Maulana Abul Kalam Azad, on his birth anniversary today. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that Maulana Azad is remembered as a beacon of knowledge and for his role in India's freedom movement. Mr. Modi said he was also a deep thinker and a prolific writer. The Prime Minister said that the government remains motivated by his vision for a developed and empowered India. The Women's Asian Hockey Champions Trophy 2024 will start at Rajgir in Bihar today. Chief Minister Nitish Kumar will inaugurate the 10-day event this evening. In addition to India, top Asian hockey teams from China, Japan, Malaysia, Korea and Thailand are participating in the event. And in squash, India's Veer Chotrani emerged victorious at the White Oaks Cup 2024 PSA Challenger event in Canada, capturing the title with a commanding 3-0 win over Canada's fifth seed Salah El Togman in the final. The 23-year-old Chotrani's dominant performance secured the championship in straight sets, marking a high point in his rising career. And that is the end of this news bulletin.